Next month, most presidential candidates get their first payments from the public campaign financing system. The government program matches most private contributions to campaigns. It uses money from the $3 public financing checkoff option on tax returns. Candidates who receive those funds agree to an overall spending cap. President Bush and Democrats Howard Dean and Senator John Kerry have opted out of the program. They can raise and spend unlimited amounts. That's prompted a debate about whether the public financing program works. Fred Wertheimer is president of Democracy 21. John Samples is director of the Center for Representative Government at the Cato Institute. Samples says the program has been a failure.
It hasn't worked well if you take it in on its own standards, that is, competition, and it was also supposed to increase participation in the system because more people would be able to give small sums through the tax checkoff. In fact, it started out with a 28% participation rate. It's now 10%, and it will be 5% by 2008 because it's been in steady decline. People simply don't like this system.
Well, I don't agree that it will be 5% by 2008. And in fact, less than a million individuals made private campaign contributions to presidential candidates in 2000. Some 20 million people checked off. The fact of the matter is this system has accomplished its goals for the most part. It was designed to help ensure that there were competitive elections. Almost every Democrat and Republican running for president from 76 to 2000 participated in it. Republicans have won four times, Democrats three times. It was also designed to prevent arms race spending by the presidential candidates, which it did for the most part. We didn't see until very recently the spectacle of a President Bush outspending huge amounts of time raising $200 million this year for an uncontested primary election.
And candidates opting out of the system, as Kerry and Howard Dean are doing.
That's happening because the system hasn't been updated in 30 years. And I believe you will see a major national effort to support the new legislation introduced by the campaign finance reform leaders in Congress to enact a law that will repair the system and allow it to be continued to be used starting in 2008.
You have other kinds of end runs in the system, right? You've got things like Move On and Meet Up.
Well, that's dealing with the soft money bans from McCain-Feingold. But it is an important point. I mean, I think the whole campaign finance reform debate has a central illusion. And the central illusion is that we're going to have some kind of regulation coming out of Congress that is going to not be in the interest of either members of Congress or the party that controls Congress. Let me give an example from the presidential system. Watergate was, in a sense, a crisis and an opportunity. It was an opportunity for the Democrats, who had about 55% majority in both houses at that time, to deal with a funding gap in the presidential elections that had developed after 1960. The crucial thing about this program is that it tried to legislate equality of spending on presidential elections, and therefore equality for Democrats was a big improvement. So we have to get around the notion that anything that comes out of Congress is going to be somehow in the public interest. It's going to be a piece of special interest legislation. This one was.
It's a system that's not perfect. Nothing is going to be perfect in this process. But the idea that by definition anything that comes out of Congress can't be good is wrong.
John, what about the proposed reforms that Fred has so much confidence in?
Well, I think the kinds of reforms we're talking about here, though, are mistaken in the sense that they tend to look at the details about changing when we give the money out and, of course, increasing the money. The real question is not the trees, but the forest. Has the system worked? Has it done anything like it's supposed to? And in fact, the answer to that is no, then why are we going to recreate and spend more money on a system that has failed utterly? And won't that, in fact, legitimately increase distrust in government?
The system hasn't failed. We ought to understand what the choice is here. You can have a system, in effect, that is financed broad-based by the American people, or you can turn the system of financing the election to the most important office in the world over to a relatively few number of donors representing particular special interests who end up getting special treatment and preference from the presidency.
I think you could have an honest, deregulated system in which more money was spent and raised, voters were more informed and more accurately informed, and it would be a system that basically had integrity and was very competitive, because now Democrats, as Howard Dean shows the way, have found that they too can raise money and they can compete. And they found that about the soft money system too. So I think you'd have about what you're going to end up with anyway, except it would be more direct and more honest. And you'd also have less money, it wouldn't be at the burden of taxpayers.
John Samples is director of the Center for Representative Government at the Cato Institute. Fred Wertheimer is president of Democracy 21.